5:30 a.m. I'm back in Budapest. It's been really a strenuous few days keeping abreast of events and working with the devotees in order to respond to the outrage in Kazakhstan. I think many of you have downloaded the pictures or the videos and seen the extraordinary developments over there on Tuesday. Somehow the timing of that attack on our Kazakhstan project coincided with the visit of President Nazarbayev, President of Kazakhstan, to London. Amazingly enough, he was going there, of course, in one sense to promote the wealth and investment in Kazakhstan. The other was to get the support of the British government for their taking charge of the OSCE. The OSCE means the Organization for Security and Development in Europe. And of course, that organization is really meant to promote human rights, religious freedom, which are thermometers of development. You can't really have a developing country, a democratic developing country, in which human rights and religious freedom are violated, because if those things are violated, then certainly the investment of large companies, conglomerates, can also just be easily taken away at any time by the government. And the contracts between investors and government may be worth nothing, null and void. And many European countries and America are against Kazakhstan, obviously, being the chair of the OSCE for 2009, because of the very horrible human rights track record, despite the fact that they're such a fabulously wealthy country, wealthy in natural resources, minerals, metals, oil, gas. So it was the British Yatra really got together very quickly. They had a management council on Tuesday in which devotees coordinated a protest Wednesday morning in front of the stock exchange, where the president showed up. And I think you've seen pictures of that. If not, they're there on the site. Day before, we already got a communication. Shuridan Rabu showed up at 10 Downing Street and was able to present the entire portfolio on the Kazakhstan situation to the personal assistant of the Prime Minister, who very much welcomed that, because it was recent evidence of why they weren't supporting Kazakhstan's bid for the OSCE chairmanship. And then there was the protest the following day, as well as some other personal meeting with influential Indian investors in Kazakhstan. So at least the president got the message. However, the media coverage wasn't as extensive as we'd wanted it in the UK anyway. Meantime, Govinda Maharaj is in New Delhi, and there with Mahamantra Prabhu's help, they're regularly on television at nights meeting the media. And of course, in India, something like that is unheard of. You don't have government bulldozing temple properties, the homes of devotees, or temples. So they're very, very outraged. And there's been the protest of 1,000 people or more outside of the Kazakh embassy. Yesterday was a Sanatan organization. Today it's gone, and every day we're trying to get other Hindu organizations to come bring their members and followers to hold protests outside of the Kazakh embassy. That will certainly get the message across, and the issue is becoming bigger and bigger in the media, especially when they see that video. Perhaps you've seen that one of the house being bulldozed. Inside the house is this young mother holding her baby in her arms, and then she has to come running out into the sub-zero weather with just a sweater on, no coat, or when these old ladies are being dragged out of their houses as they call out Krishna, Krishna. So it's certainly something that raised the blood pressure and the temperature of Hindus. And Guru Maharaj told me that yesterday he also met with the foreign affairs minister, and of course simultaneously he's trying to coordinate different activities in different parts of the world. And I've been spending most of my day helping him do that. Guru Maharaj was in South Africa, and he also immediately decided to come and help. So he's coming up and to New Delhi and taking over from Govinda Maharaj of coordinating all of these protests and doing the India media. I've included just a little letter between him and I on that. It's really nice and inspirational. And I'm going off to Kazakhstan. It was just really prohibitive cost-wise for me to go today or tomorrow, and getting the visas was also a little problematic. But I'm booked on a flight at 6 a.m. on Tuesday, and while I'll be there at least for a week, I'm supposed to be back here for a GBC meeting on the 6th, 7th, and 8th in Budapest. But I'm going to go there and see of what service I can be to the cause, as well as to comfort the devotees. In addition to that, Mayapur Dham, our world headquarters, and Bhakti Purushottam Swami Dwaram Prabhu, they really took very admirable initiative. They raised funds over there from the department. They've already gotten together $3,000. They offered to fly displaced devotees there to Mayapur and to house them indefinitely until things were sorted out. Really wonderful initiative. I think that is the spirit of unity in Krishna that the Krishna Consciousness Movement is all about. And I'm waiting for the rest of the ISKCON world to sort of mobilize and follow the lead of Mayapur Dham and the devotees over there. The sort of spirit that Nidhi Maharaj is showing. This is really what, for me, is something that really needs to be displayed by individual devotees, families, temples, yatras. That when there's a need, we can focus on international strategies, international projects. What to speak of disasters? Of course, reacting to disasters is a reactive process, whereas ISKCON needs to also be very proactive, and it's certainly not an easy thing to mobilize an international community of Vaishnavas, but we as individuals need to be able to do that. We need to be able to rise to the call of Krishna, Krishna's flute, and we shouldn't think that hearing Krishna's flute means that one day when we're chanting japa, then really we'll hear the sound of Krishna's flute somewhere off in the background in the groves of Vrindavan or on Mayapur. But hearing Krishna's flute means that we're hearing Krishna calling us to service, to surrender, to spreading the Krishna Consciousness Movement, to to working together in the way the Pandavas worked together in order to win the Kurukshetra war. And it's that spirit of working together that ultimately comes down to the individual units, the individuals, the individual devotees, all of us, you out there. That's why I put on the podcast earlier the question that who has telephoned the Kazakh embassy, who is doing something to reach out of our own comfort zones and try to help Govinda Maharaj, who's trying to figure out which of the 20 directions that are obliging him to attend to issues he should be going to at any one moment. This is not really one man show, it's every man show. And we all need to be doing that. And when we do that, when we work together, cooperate together, Krishna becomes very, very pleased. And he gives all of his blessings to devotees. So please all help out there. I know everyone has things to do. I've had to cancel preaching engagements, meetings. I have Gita Jayanti, as I mentioned, coming up on the first weekend of Hungary. We tried to postpone that to the second weekend now. Quite an inconvenience. We may get cancellations. On top of that, that means I have to postpone my long-awaited trip to Romania and meet the devotees there. Try to encourage the preaching, but we have to prioritize. Things have to take priority. So I'm heading off to Paris for this weekend. I'll come back Monday, and Tuesday morning we'll head off to Kazakhstan. And I have to ask the Hungarian Yatra to bear the expense of that travel. Obviously, I can't ask the Kazakh Yatra to do that. So whatever facility that we have, whether it's in our own homes or our temples, we shouldn't use that facility to become comfortable and complacent, but rather to work harder. In 1974, Srila Prabhupada wrote the following to devotees in the UK, quote, "There is a standard of behavior for devotees living in the temple, and everyone who lives in the temples must follow the standard or else will automatically fall down. We have been given such a nice big facility at Bhaktivedanta Manor, so it is not for eating and sleeping. Rather, on receiving such a nice place from Krishna, we should take it as an indication that we must now work harder." So that should be our reaction to facilities that the Lord gives us. We should work harder, we should be careful that as a result of our past devotional activities, devotees receive nice individual and collective facility, that we don't think that, oh, now's our time to just comfortably chant Hare Krishna, raise our families, live together, and enjoy what Krishna has given. No, as Srila Prabhupada said, we should work harder. That is what Krishna consciousness is about. I think if you listen to this, you're going to hear some protest and kirtan going on in the background. This is coming from Delhi. This is a telephone call from Govinda Maharaj, and they're doing a protest outside the Kazakh embassy. Yeah, Maharaj.
Starting to happen over here.
Hey, sounds good. Is that outside the Kazakh embassy?
Dude, we're about 2 blocks down from the Kazakh embassy. We're just waiting for more people to gather. There's already about 300 people out here. We're waiting for some more to come. There's an ocean of placards and everything.
Fantastic. I'm just doing the podcast, and I'm recording you to the podcast. Yesterday we had a record number of hits on it. Everyone's concerned, so I'm just trying to get everyone involved and contact their own local Kazakh embassy around the world.
You want to record me?
Yeah, I'm recording you right now. Say something to the devotees.
University in New Delhi. We have about 500 devotees here and more on their way. We're making a plea to all of you. Make protest.
Okay, fantastic. That was very good. Anyway, it's all recorded. That was sort of fortuitous, came in just as we were doing the podcast. It wasn't scripted. You heard Govinda Maharaj's really extraordinary plea for help. So please all help out there. And maybe you want to consider that over the next few days, if you're spending Lakshmi, put a certain portion of it aside. And no doubt we'll be taking up some kind of collection later on to help the devotees, as Maharaj had pointed out. And I don't know if you've read some of the attachments, but it wasn't that these devotees' buildings were just bulldozed. It was also that all of the clothing, furniture was put on top of trucks and driven away and destroyed. So literally speaking, devotees had nothing else other than what they were wearing. And they're just simply standing out there in the snowfall, in the dark, not knowing whether to turn right or left. And they had nothing except Krishna consciousness. So this is the risks that we took in teaching Krishna consciousness in a country like that, in a Muslim country. But it could happen anywhere. It could happen to you. And don't think that it can't. It happened in India for hundreds and hundreds of years under the Mughal rule. It happened with so many other religions in, practically speaking, every country in the world. It happened to Jesus Christ, the Christians in Rome and elsewhere. So let's do unto others as we'd have them do unto you. And just in conclusion, a little quick update. We want to thank Bhakti Chris, who's sponsoring 100 Shuddha Bhakti Chintamanis, 3,000 euros. Wow, I'm in ecstasy about that. Bhakti Chris, thank you very much. Bhakti Chris is also the person who sponsored all of the bulls for the following year in New Vrajadam as well. I wish we had about another 100 Bhakti Chris's out there. Actually, we do. We just need to really find them and connect with them. Nalini Kanta yesterday told me that Grihila Prabhu will be starting the indexing at the end of the week. He'll be finished in 2 weeks, at the end of the month. He'll be finished in 2 weeks, which will be about 13th of December, and Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani is going to the printers at that time. I don't know what they're going to be able to do during the Christmas season, but at least we can expect that in January we'll have the book in our hands. Okay, I really need to get to work, and Hare Krishna, everyone.